The Everlasting Gospel, Chapter 85. The Firmament of His Power. And God said, Let there be a firmament. The firmament is sometimes called the atmosphere. But instead of the firmament and the atmosphere, we usually speak of the sky and air. These are little words easy to say and to remember. When you look up into the beautiful blue sky, you are really looking straight away into the air. Although the air around us seems to have no color, it appears blue as we look up into the sky. In one of his beautiful psalms, David speaks of the firmament of his power. The power of God is in the air, for, as we have learned already, it is his breath or spirit of life. So all the power of God's own life is in it. We do not realize the power that there is in the still air about us. But when it is stirred and set in motion by the storm, and rushes over the earth in mighty wind, tearing up tall trees by their roots, and rolling up the waves of the ocean into great mountains, we can see something of the power that there is in the air. But this same power of God is in all the air about us. And if you think a little, you will see some ways in which this great power is shown. What is it that gives you life, and makes you able to move, to run and jump, to see and hear, and talk and work? It is life, you say, but where does this life come from? Oh, you breathe it in the air, which is the breath of God, the spirit of power. So the power that works in you and makes you able to do anything at all, is the power of God which is in the firmament, or the air that he breathes into you. It is the spirit of God in the air which gives us the power of seeing and hearing. The air conveys to us the light of the sky, and not only carries sounds to us, but also enables us to make them. Without the air, we could not make the slightest sound nor hear anything at all. We have been learning how God has given us eyes so that we may see him in all his works. He has made our ears also that we may hear him, that he may speak to us. And just as in the light he enters by our eyes into our hearts, and shines through us to give light to others, so by our ears his spirit of power, which carries the sound of his words to us, comes into us to give us the power to obey the word that he speaks. The word of God tells us that we may receive the Holy Spirit by the hearing of faith, that is, by simply hearing and believing what God says to us. And we can hear his voice not only in the words of the Holy Scriptures, but in the songs of the birds, in the beautiful music, and in all lovely sounds. If in all these things we hear him, we shall in them all receive his Holy Spirit to teach us and make us like him. He that planted the ear is able to give you the hearing ear, as well as the seeing eye, the hearing ear, and the seeing eye. The Lord has made even both of them. To each of you he says, Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. Jesus said of the Holy Spirit whom he would send to comfort his disciples, He shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. This is just what he is doing for us continually by the air which surrounds and fills us. The air reflects the light of his countenance to us, and so enables us to see his beauty. It carries to us the sweetness of his voice in all beautiful sounds, his fragrance in the sweet scent of the flowers, and in other ways reveals him to us. Let us think of all these things that he is doing for us by his power in the air, and praise him in the firmament of his power. Wonders on earth, and wonders in air, wonders around us everywhere, wonders which show forth the marvelous plan of one who is greater, far greater than man.